This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The hurricane is gone, but the recovery is expected to be long and painful in Florida, where Hurricane Ian killed at least 61 people. Four others died in North Carolina. Power's out for hundreds of thousands of people. Keondra Smith was at a food pantry in Harlem Heights, Florida, in hard-hit Lee County.
We need supplies. The stores are overcrowded. You have to wait in line. Cash only, credit or debit. Can't get any cash. ATMs aren't working. So I have three kids. So I have to get some supplies to feed them.
The AP's Bobby Kina Calvan is 10 miles north of that area in Fort Myers, Florida.
There were long lines at gas stations. Some businesses were accepting cash only. Power outages remained extensive, and residents were told not to drink water straight from the tap. It was unclear when things would get back to normal.
They've rescued more than 1,600 people in Florida, and the rescue missions are still underway. The federal government says it's ready to help the battered areas recover. President Biden will visit Florida on Wednesday. The Nobel Prize for Medicine is being awarded to Sweden's Svante Paabo for his discoveries on human evolution. Tragedy at an NFL game yesterday. A spectator at the game in Pittsburgh between the Steelers and the New York Jets fell on an escalator and died. No details yet. In Ukraine, Russia attacked President Zelensky's hometown Sunday and other targets with suicide drones. Ukraine took back full control of a strategic city in the east, Lyman, in a counteroffensive that has helped reshape the war, say analysts. Doctors say make sure you get your flu shot this fall. Flu may be ready for a comeback, they say. This is AP News. Britain's King Charles has decided not to attend the International Climate Change Summit in Egypt next month. The AP's Zaria Shackley has this.
The Sunday Times newspaper reported that the decision came after Conservative Prime Minister Liz Truss objected to Charles attending the conference, known as COP27, when she met with the King last month at Buckingham Palace. But a member of Truss' cabinet said the government and palace were in agreement about the decision. Under the rules that govern Britain's constitutional monarchy, the king is barred from interfering in politics. By convention, all official overseas visits by members of the royal family are undertaken in accordance with advice from the government. Zaria Shackley, London.
Pope Francis is appealing to Russia's President Putin to order a ceasefire in Ukraine, saying, "Stop this spiral of violence and death." He calls the war a horror. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.